Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Here's another great quote from your book. I love this. You wrote, "When God speaks, he releases two things, strength and peace." Love that. Say more about that.
You know, it is. There are times in our lives, your life, my life, when we need a word. I often tell our people, the question was not asked, is there any sermon from the Lord? Is there any three-point outline from the Lord? The question was, is there any word from the Lord? Mm. Does God have a word now? And God speaks that word. And when he does, he speaks it in a way that brings us the strength that empowers us to go to the next level, to go to the next step. Sometimes we're at the point where we can't even see the next step. We can't even make the next step. And yet that word, when God says, "But I shall never leave you, I shall never forsake you," it is when God speaks that point to me that gives me the strength, the courage to know that I can do all things through Christ. I've heard that verse many, many times, but it's when God speaks that to me and says, "Yes, you can. Yes, you will." And that power comes through him. Mm-hmm. It is the power of God's word. It is a living word. It is a dynamic word. And God speaks that power of strength and gives us the strength. Or it's the exact opposite. There are times when the Bible says, you know, be anxious for nothing. I know that verse. I know the words of that. But it's when God speaks that peace, when God speaks that calm down, when God says settle, when God says remember I'm here, it's when God speaks into my spirit, into my mind, into my heart and says, yes, we're coming through this. And he speaks that peace sometimes in the midst of a storm, sometimes in the midst of confusion, sometimes in the midst of total chaos. And there we find ourselves in the eye of that storm, in the peace that only God can give that passes all understanding.
He really does that. He there's times where he gives you sort of an inner knowing without anybody saying a word to you. And other times, as you said in the book, where you've got a friend texting you just when you need it most. And you talk about the issue of God's just his loving way of getting us a word when and how we most need it. Say a word about that.
Yeah, God it's amazing that it is that God wants us to remember that sometimes the reality of life is there are situations where we get in when we cannot see God, we cannot hear God. I'm reminded of Job, and the Bible says that Job goes through this season where Job says, I went forward, I couldn't see you. I turned around, I couldn't see you. I could not find you. I could not see you. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? How many times have we asked that question? How many times have we wondered again, has God forgotten about us? And then Job learns something that all of us must learn. Job learns that there's something more important and something greater than us seeing God is to be reminded that God sees us.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.